In our relentlessly accelerating digital age, simplicity has become both a rare commodity and a powerful competitive advantage. The paradox is striking. Why would Apple's iPod, which does less but costs more, inspire such passionate loyalty? The answer lies in our desperate search for respite from technological overwhelm. When everything around us screams for attention, simplicity cuts through the noise like a whisper that somehow drowns out the shouting. Think about your reaction when encountering a clean, minimal space after a day of digital bombardment. That feeling of relief? That's the power of simplicity at work. But achieving true simplicity isn't about dumbing things down. It's about thoughtful reduction that preserves what matters most. It's the difference between a cluttered dashboard with 50 buttons and the elegant simplicity of a device that anticipates your needs before you even realize them yourself. Imagine a DVD player with too many buttons. Your instinct might be to simplify it to just a play button, but what about pausing or volume? This highlights the challenge, balancing simplicity and functionality by asking, how simple can you make it? And how complex does it need to be? When reduction reaches its limits, the SHE framework offers a path forward: shrink, hide, and embody. Shrink makes objects physically smaller, lowering our expectations of complexity. Hide conceals complexity through thoughtful design, like a Swiss Army knife revealing only the tool you need. Embody compensates for reduced features through enhanced quality, like Ferrari cars with fewer but better parts. The magic happens when you combine all three: reduce what you can, hide what you must, enhance what remains. Your smartphone exemplifies this. Smaller than early computers, hiding complexity behind a simple interface, and embodying quality through premium materials. This balance requires design, technology, and business collaboration to determine acceptable reduction while preserving quality. When facing clutter, whether physical possessions or digital information, we typically employ three strategies: get bigger spaces, use storage, or organize what we have. The first two approaches provide temporary relief, but often enable further accumulation rather than solving the root problem. Effective organization begins with three questions: what to hide, where to put it, and most importantly, what goes with what. By grouping similar items together, even a 1,000-piece wardrobe becomes manageable when organized into just six categories. The SLIP method offers a practical approach: sort items into natural groupings, label each group meaningfully, integrate similar groups, and prioritize the most important items. Despite sophisticated organization methods available today, the Tab key remains one of our most powerful tools. When information is presented in columns, patterns emerge that were previously hidden. Our brains naturally seek patterns in organization, a principle explored in Gestalt psychology. Good designers step back and squint at their work to see the forest rather than the trees. Try this with any complex problem. Blur the details to reveal the essential structure. This technique helps find a balance between too many groups, which defeats organization, and too few, which becomes too abstract. Have you ever noticed how 5 minutes waiting for a bus feels longer than 5 minutes engaged in conversation? The psychology of waiting shows that occupied time feels shorter than unoccupied time, and uncertain waits feel longer than known, finite ones. When interactions happen quickly, experiences feel simpler. Businesses invest heavily in reducing service times because it directly impacts customer satisfaction. Sometimes removing features works best, as with Apple's iPod Shuffle, which eliminated the display in favor of randomness, proving less can truly be more. When time reduction reaches its limits, hiding time indicators becomes effective. Many people avoid watches to prevent feeling rushed, while casinos remove clocks to encourage longer stays. Progress bars create the illusion of faster completion, with steady progress feeling quicker than irregular advancement, even when total time is identical. Smart businesses focus on both reducing actual wait times and making inevitable waits more pleasant through distractions like TVs or free Wi-Fi. When time appears saved, complexity feels simpler. Knowledge simplifies everything. Even operating a screw requires knowing which direction to turn it. Though learning initially feels time-consuming, proceeding without instructions typically takes longer overall. Learning works best when motivated by specific knowledge needs. Rather than rewards or punishments, presenting challenging problems proves most effective. Good design creates immediate familiarity by leveraging existing knowledge. The desktop metaphor exemplifies this by translating physical office elements into digital counterparts while surprising users with new capabilities. The process follows relate, translate, surprise. Metaphors transfer knowledge across contexts, but truly engage when they surprise in unexpected ways, like how the first iPhone related to traditional phones, but translated the interface to touch and surprised with multi-touch gestures. Cultural approaches vary. German design emphasizes function, British design prioritizes innovation, while Italian design often follows surprise, translate, relate. True rewards come from growth itself, not external incentives. Learning happens most effectively when driven by necessity, need to know, rather than mere interest. The most successful designs connect to this context of learning and life's journey toward independence. Simplicity cannot exist without complexity as its counterpoint. Like pink against olive green, qualities stand out through comparison. As complexity grows in the marketplace, simpler alternatives create clear economic advantage, explaining why minimalist products like the iPod succeeded amid feature-heavy competitors. The right balance requires rhythm, the modulation of difference across time and space. Just as music engages through the interplay of sound and silence, our experiences benefit from contrast. A monotonous beat quickly bores, while varied rhythms maintain interest. Meditation becomes more precious after a hectic workday. In visual arts, neither a completely black canvas nor a chaotically splattered one holds interest long. What captivates is thoughtful variation, areas of flat black alongside detailed splatter. This rhythm of difference maintains our attention across architecture, fashion, and interfaces. Some rhythms, like changing seasons, we welcome in their regularity. Nature demonstrates this balance perfectly. Complex snowflake patterns against simple expanses of white. Effective designs often mirror these inherent natural rhythms of simplicity and complexity. Imagine a device with just one unlabeled button that perfectly completes your immediate task. That's pure simplicity. As computers become more intelligent, we must balance convenience against privacy concerns and trust. The undo function creates simplicity by removing the finality of choices. From gift receipts to Control Z, this feature builds trust by transferring risk from company to customer, allowing more confident decisions. Technology's future balances how much you need to know about a system versus how much it knows about you. Systems can learn our habits and predict needs, offering a trade between privacy and convenience. Learning to trust is like learning to swim, surrendering to the water rather than mastering technique. Simplicity emerges from developing enough trust to let go where appropriate. The key question becomes, which systems deserve our trust and which demand our vigilance? This answer shapes our relationship with technology and our increasingly digital lives.